and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And now forgive us the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father,
I am a poor miserable sinner.
Confess unto
thee all my sins and iniquities,
with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment.
I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them,
and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bearer sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Take us away the sin of the world.
us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people, pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve thee with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our confessional reading for today is from the Luther Small Catechism. As the head of the household or the head of the family, should teach them in a simple way to his household. Today, the Eighth Commandment: Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not deceitfully belie, betray, slander, nor defame our neighbor, but defend him, speak well of him, and put the best construction on everything. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 1 and 2. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading for today is from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5, reading verses 15 through 21. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So far, our epistle reading. The gospel reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, reading from verse 1 through verse 14. Please rise to the reading of the gospel. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage feast for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them, which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and bound up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king unto the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Here ends our reading of the gospel. Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost,
the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
5:15-21. I'd like to read it again, this time from the New King James Translation. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Please be seated. Our text this morning comes toward the conclusion of Paul's letter to Ephesus, and it contains what I would call the pivot point, the hinge pin, of what he has to say throughout the letter. One commentator, Martin Frontsman, has this to say: the letter to the Ephesians consists of two portions, the first being an exposition of what the church is, the second, an exhortation concerning all that membership in the church involves. We can sum up the message of the letter in the words of chapter 2, verse 10, where Paul writes, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that we should walk in them." I'd like to look at our text in its context. In that sense, what is the church? And in Frontsman's terms, what is the exhortation concerning all that membership in the church involves? First off, what is the church? Well, it's an assembly of sinners, resurrected enemies of God, born spiritually blind, dead, and rebellious. Verse 1 of chapter 2, Paul writes, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." All human beings, spiritually stillborn, descendants of Adam and his rebellion against his Creator. Paul goes on, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. He goes on a little later to talk about the church in terms, a metaphor, if you will, I think more than that, but the church as a building. Puts it this way, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. God's Old Testament people were promised a place where he would dwell with them. They're termed Emmanuel, God with us. First, the tabernacle in the wilderness through Moses, then through David and his son Solomon, the temple in Jerusalem, a place where God promised to be with his people. Now, in the New Testament, Emmanuel, where we find God among his people, it's the church. It's the organization, excuse me, not organization, the gathering of his people together. So what goes on in that building? The gathering of people to whom our Lord has promised to be present. The gifts. The gifts of the ascended Christ are poured out there, if you will. Paul in chapter 4 says this about the one who ascended, the resurrected and ascended Christ, far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastor, teacher, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. There, where he promises to be with us, he provides his gifts, his blessings, the sacrament of holy baptism, where the spiritually unborn, the dead, are given new life. Confession, where one authorized to speak his word in his place, forgives us of the sin that we confess and know. The sacrament of the altar is distributed, where the body and blood that bought the forgiveness of sin for us are given to us each individually. And so, if that's the church and what it is, then what's this exhortation about what it means to be a member of the church? Paul repeatedly uses the term walk, talking about how you live as a member of the body of Christ. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, he says, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. And the first thing he says about walking worthily, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Our relationship within the church, the building, the body of Christ, dealing with one another in love. He goes on, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Another, therefore, be imitators of God, dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, or a sweet-smelling aroma. Walk circumspectly, as wise, not foolish, recognizing the times that they're evil. In these last times, since the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, this world deals with God's people harshly. So, what should we be doing to be wise? Plugged in promised to be with us. And then comes that last verse, my friends. It's that hub I talked about where the water hits the wheel. Submitting to one another. Submitting. We don't like submission, do we? It's well and good to talk about somebody who has humility. But when it's I who am asked to be submissive, it doesn't feel like humility, it feels humiliating. After all, that old Adam still hangs around my neck, as Luther says. The Apostle Paul writes, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, as I am born, no good thing dwells. Adam did not submit to his Creator. He had the Lord's word, his blessing, and yet he didn't submit. We don't like submission, and I don't think any of us, especially that old Adam in us, are too happy with the next verse that follows our text. Well, it's the next couple of verses. Verse 22, the next one. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as Christ also is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Brief words to the husband. Wives are to submit to their husbands. Husbands are to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Submission, anyone? Think about the incarnation, where the Son of God and Creator of the universe took on human flesh. One of my favorite comments on that comes from C.S. Lewis. He says, the second person in God, God the Son, became human himself. Was born into the world as an actual man, a real man, of a particular height, with hair of a particular color, speaking a particular language, weighing so many stone, the eternal being who knows everything and who created the whole universe, became not only a man, but before that a baby, and before that a fetus inside a woman's body. If you want to get the hang of it, think how you would like to become a slug or a crab. Submission, anyone? Paul writes, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The lawgiver himself, born under the law, to fulfill that law instead of you and I. Born under the law. Submission? Anyone? The night he was arrested in the garden, praying to the Father, his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground, says Luke. Matthew records again the second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that we may walk in them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope. And after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is peace and right, so to do.
Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance and majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Holy.
Shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Of your sin.
body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins.
And shed for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior.
Go in peace.
Oh, my God.
is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
As it was in the beginning, it is now.
Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen. Amen.